Exclusive radio coverage of the Kentucky Derby this afternoon at 4:20 on News Plus Radio 1500.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
4 o'clock. Now this update from ABC News. I'm Kate Dorden. Britain calls it military pressure. Other observers call it war. The British hit the main island in the Falklands group early today with details. From London, we have ABC's Chris Powell.
According to ministry sources, the six Vulcan bombers attacked at 4:40 a.m. after a 3,500-mile flight from Ascension Island. The planes were refueled twice in midair by tanker aircraft. Then flying at between 5,000 and 10,000 feet, the bombers laid a pattern of craters across the Port Stanley airstrip, severely damaging grounded Argentinian aircraft and helicopters. At 8 a.m., six Harrier jets took off from the carriers Invincible and Hermes and attacked the airstrip again, including a smaller strip at Goose Green. All the aircraft returned safely to base, and there were no casualties, the Defense Ministry says. Chris Powell, ABC News, London.
That is not, however, the way Argentina tells it. According to Buenos Aires' account, three British jets were shot down with the loss of the life of one pilot and the capture of another. And the Argentines say there was no serious damage to the airstrips. In Buenos Aires, ABC correspondents report much anti-American sentiment and suggestions that Britain wouldn't have struck unless London knew it could count on Washington. Britain's Foreign Secretary Francis Pym is on his way to Washington for consultations, after which he'll check in at the United Nations in New York. The British say they are, to quote, putting on the screws in an effort to force a negotiated settlement.